Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:60, and earlier we spoke to Molly in Bethlehem about the passing of an Harris. Rabbi Moshe Silberhaft is the Chief Executive Officer, Rabbi to African Jewish Congress. He joins us this morning. Rabbi Silberhaft, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning to you. Thank God well. Are you well?
I am indeed. So I believe that you had a very special connection with the late Ann Harris.
So we worked very well together, in the sense that first, when her and her late husband were the chief rabbi couple, if you want to call it, I traveled with them to many of the communities. We had a very good understanding. When they retired to Hermanus, they became my congregants, and we just hit it off. We just understood each other. We understood the importance of communal life and respecting the local communal customs and behavior. And then when Mervyn Smith passed away in 2014, she took over as president of the African Jewish Congress. And so we spent a lot more time traveling and obviously consulting and discussing the importance of maintaining Jewish life in Southern Africa.
What would you say are some of her most endearing and memorable traits?
So first of all, I'm sure everybody has experienced it, or many people have experienced it. Anne had a very strong opinion about a lot of things, and if you didn't agree or she felt that you were going on the wrong direction, she would tell you.
Yeah, I've been on the wrong side of that one once or twice.
All right, so you know what I'm talking about. I remember traveling to many heads of state, and at State House, in our meetings, she would rip into the president and tell them where they're going wrong and how they should be improving the way they're running their country.
And she was probably right.
She was right, and she was giving them specifics and explaining why, morally, what they're doing is totally wrong. She respected people. I always remember when Chief Rabbi Harris arrived with Anne to South Africa, she wasn't wearing a shaitel, and he just had a boki bard, as they call it, with a beard on his chin. Mm. And they arrived here, and they didn't demand respect. They respected our 150-year-old community, and they adapted themselves in a large extent to our community. By doing that, they endeared themselves to earning our respect. They never demanded respect.
Right.
Unfortunately, nowadays, everybody is expecting to be respected and not giving anything in return. I remember they never predicted what's going to happen here after 94. But they said, roll up your sleeves and get involved in the solution. And hopefully the situation will improve. They were very practical. Many occasions, I remember I was a trustee of the Cyril Harris, Chief Rabbi Cyril Harris Foundation. We went to George, to the Red Cross Children's Hospital. And there she was, rolled up her sleeves, was changing nappies of little children, feeding them, rocking them to sleep, telling them stories, singing to them. She was very hands-on. She understood the importance of actually connecting with people and being an example of what should take place.
Yeah, what's interesting as well, a lot of what you're saying is she certainly wasn't a people pleaser and stood up, had a rare moral courage and moral backbone that we really don't see a lot of in people in her type of position, which is really in many ways quite political. But she wasn't afraid of conflict, was she?
Absolutely. And she always said, I'm not the Rebbetzin. I'm Anne Harris.
Mm.
Don't put me in a mold of the Rebbetzin where you're expecting something. I will tell it to you as it is. And she believed it. And I think that she, in many of the situations, she was a very strong driving force with Chief Rabbi Harris.
I believe in many ways she was the driving force. I think it really doesn't apply to say behind every successful man, because she certainly wasn't behind him. She was alongside him. But definitely she was a driving force in their success.
Absolutely, 100%. She was very, very, as you say, stood right next to him. And I remember there was once a case where, in fact, she didn't contradict him, but he was actually being too politically correct, and she just stood up and she just took over. And she said it in us. You know, you're going around in circles. We have to tell them the facts. We have to tell them the truth.
Amazing.
We don't see that anymore, unfortunately.
No, no, absolutely incredible, Rabbi Moshe Silberhaft. Thanks for taking the time to share your experience with us. Rabbi Moshe Silberhaft, Chief Executive Officer and Rabbi to African Jewish Congress. It is 8:21.